Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says central government is committed to development of nomadic tribes and communities. Nagaland Governor Laga Nisan calls upon all to work towards creating an inclusive and sustainable future. Minister for Women, Resource Development and Horticulture Salhutunio Kruse emphasizes the need to promote and protect Naga tribal designs, and Secha Zubza FC wins the 24th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said central government is committed to development of nomadic tribes and communities. Mr. Modi also stated that every decision and policy of the government is dedicated to Viksit Bharat, developed India, and farmers are a major foundation of this vision. He was speaking at an event in Washim, Maharashtra to launch various initiatives related to the agricultural and animal husbandry sectors worth around 23,300
crore rupees. 20,000 करोड़ रुपए ट्रांसफर किए गए हैं। महाराष्ट्र की डबल इंजन की सरकार तो यहाँ के किसानों को डबल फायदा पहुंचा रही है। नमो शेतकारी महासम्मान योजना के तहत महाराष्ट्र के 90 लाख से ज्यादा किसानों को करीब 1900 करोड़ रुपए दिए गए हैं। आज कृषि पशुपालन और किसान उत्पाद संघ एफपीओ से जुड़े सैकड़ों करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट भी जनता को समर्पित किए गए हैं।
Mr. Modi also disbursed the 18th installment of the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi worth about 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.4 crore farmers. Nagaland Governor Laga Nisan called upon all to work towards creating an inclusive and sustainable future where every citizen has the opportunity to thrive. Speaking at the visionary conclave shaping the future of Viksit Bharat at the rate 2047 today at the Raj Bhavan Kohima, Mr. Ganesan greeted the gathering with common goal of forging a vision for developed India by 2047. He said, as we march forward into what we proudly call the Amrit Kal, the decisions we make and the direction we choose will sculpt the destiny of our beloved Bharat Mata.
This is a time of unprecedented opportunity where the synergy between innovation, patriotism and hard work will drive our journey to becoming a global leader. First and foremost, I want to express my immense gratitude and admiration for all the change makers and accomplished individuals present here. Your relentless efforts and contributions toward nation building have been commendable.
The governor further said, as we embark on this remarkable journey towards a developed India by 2047, let us be guided by the principles of unity, hard work and unwavering patriotism. Minister for Women, Resource Development and Horticulture Salhutunio Kruse has emphasized the need to promote and protect Naga tribal designs. Speaking at the consultative meeting with the Apex Tribal Women Organizations of Nagaland yesterday in Kohima, Ms. Kruse said, Naga tribal designs are more than just patterns, they are the embodiment of centuries of our tradition, knowledge and identity which are carriers of stories and beliefs connected to our ancestry. Under the Project for Protection and Promotion of Tribal Designs, Project 2024-25, Department of Women Resource Development proposes to cover 85 beneficiaries covering the entire district of Nagaland. 5 beneficiaries each from all 17 major tribes are proposed to be identified and accordingly. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that the Northeast is the heart and soul of the country. Addressing a private event in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that the Northeast is not just a geographic region but a vibrant tapestry of cultures, traditions and natural beauty that embodies the essence of India. The Vice President praised the region's rich spiritual and natural heritage and expressed his admiration for its vibrant culture, exquisite cuisine and the energy of its people. Mr. Dhankar also highlighted the recent recognition of Assamese as one of the classical languages. Speaking about the media, the Vice President urged them to be ambassadors of the Northeast and to champion the region's potential in tourism and development. Yemshe, the festival of welcoming the new harvest and blessing, is being celebrated today by the Pochuri tribe of Nagaland. Members of the community, young and old alike, adorned in traditional attires, celebrated the festival with great pomp and gaiety organized by the Pochuri Hoho Kohima. Speaking at the event, Advisor of New and Renewable Energy and NSDMA Z. Nusithyo Nuthe wished that this festival, which is celebrated to welcome the new harvest and blessings of the year-long toils and hard work, strengthen their bonds, foster unity and bring prosperity. He also called upon the Pochuri tribe to be inclusive and work collectively towards building the society.
Yamshing is one of the most important festivals for Pochuri peoples. The celebration of Yamshing, the main idea behind is to invoke God's blessings for a bountiful harvest, which has been celebrating long back from generation to generation. And as we all are aware, from the beginnings of our society, respective of each tribe have their own festivals, and there is a deep meaning in it. And the whole purpose is to get it a blessing before we do anything.
Representatives from Tenime Union Nagaland, Angami Public Organization, Rengmao Hoho, Chakasang Public Organization attended the festival. Meanwhile, presentation of folk songs and dances, Yamshe Feast and indigenous games marked the festival. Nagaland State Biodiversity Board, NSBB, in partnership with Kohima Science College Jotsoma Autonomous, celebrated National Wildlife Week 2024 under the theme Wildlife Conservation Through Coexistence. Delivering an insightful talk on forestry and wildlife in Nagaland, Chief Conservator of Forests and Member Secretary, NSBB, Supong Nukshi, addressed the challenges of wildlife conservation in the state, particularly the issue of man-animal conflict. He also shared successful community participation examples such as the Amur Falcon Protection Initiative in Pangti Village. Vice Principal of Kohima Science College, Jotsoma, Professor Moa Sangla, encouraged the attendees to become stewards of conservation, advocating for peaceful coexistence with wildlife. A panel discussed also marked the event, which included various topics raised by the participants. Secha Zubza FC emerged victorious during the final of the 24th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy, played at the fully packed Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima today. This tournament showcased top-tier talent over the decades, and this year it witnessed 43 teams from Nagaland and Manipur vying for the prestigious title. Gracing the green grand finale as the chief guest, Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, K.G. Kenye, recalled how the football trophy came into being following the tragic loss of Vikhoja Yosha and Kekojale Sacha in an indiscriminate firing by the armed police from Alichan on March 20, 1986.
May this trophy continue to live on to bring our people together. And we thank the organizers and all the sacrifices made by the others in the background also. We continue to support you from behind. We wish the best for the players today. May the best man win.
The winning team won a prize money of 3 lakh rupees with trophy and citation, while the runners-up, Asafa Football Academy, hailing from Manipur, settled for 1,80,000 as prize money. Other individual winners were also awarded. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says central government is committed to development of nomadic tribes and communities. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan calls upon all to work towards creating an inclusive and sustainable future. Minister for Women, Resource Development and Horticulture Salhutunio Kruse emphasizes the need to promote and protect Naga tribal designs. And Secha Zubza FC wins the 24th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.